Exclusive Kimberly Guilfoyle, John Fetterman Worse Than Dukakis, Free Two Horton Murderers from Prison. By John Binder on August 20, 2022. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, D., running against Mehmet Oz for the state's open United States Senate seat, is worse than failed Democrat presidential candidate Michael Dukakis when it comes to freeing violent criminals from prison, Kimberly Guilfoyle says. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Saturday, Guilfoyle blasted Fetterman as a dangerous choice to fill Pennsylvania's open Senate seat as a crime wave sweeps the state and nation. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Kimberly Guilfoyle, August 20, 2022. It's appalling to me the number of murderers, people who have committed violent crimes that John Fetterman has actually let out. That's what people don't get. He's a very dangerous choice, Guilfoyle said. It reminds me of the days when we talk about Dukakis. Fetterman actually let out two Hortons, two murderers, onto the streets, and I think that it's important and that we drill down on this and get to the bottom of it because this man wants to be in the United States Senate, she continued. Guilfoyle is referring to Dukakis's 1988 run for president where then-candidate George H.W. Bush ran an ad noting that the Massachusetts Democrat governor had supported a weekend prison pass program that let out convicted killer Willie Horton, who went on to kidnap a young couple, stab the man, and rape his girlfriend. In Fetterman's case, as Breitbart News reported, he has overseen the release of 13 convicted murderers while heading the Pennsylvania Board of Pardons. Two of those who had their life sentences commuted are convicted killers Dennis Horton and Lee Horton. Whose side is he on? The law-abiding American or those that actually commit crimes? Guilfoyle said, "We have someone saying, reward me with a United States Senate seat even though I don't respect law and order. I don't respect victims of violent crime, and in fact, I reward those who've hurt you and your family. How is there any justification to let people out like that?" Guilfoyle said of the prison releases overseen by Fetterman, "You have someone here who has gone out of his way. Actually prioritized, releasing violent criminals. And that's the last thing Pennsylvania needs, especially when you see what's happening with the violent crime in Philadelphia." Guilfoyle said voters ought to be concerned about the violent crimes that those released from prison by Fetterman's Board of Pardons could possibly go on to commit. People that are released that are criminals like that, they are not able to be rehabilitated in any way. They go back out and do what they do best, which is commit violent offenses, Guilfoyle said. It's not speculation, it's fact, that is the case. That is why we put people away for a long time or for life that commit these kinds of atrocities. Fetterman sits on the Democrat Party's edges of the far left wing when it comes to crime. In 2020, he said that the state of Pennsylvania should release a third of its prison population back onto the streets, a suggestion that would have freed more than 12,000 of the state's nearly 37,000 inmates. In 2021, Fetterman advocated for eliminating the state's mandatory life without parole sentence for suspects convicted of second-degree murder. In 2019, Fetterman successfully lobbied the Board of Pardons to eliminate application fees for convicted criminals seeking pardons. Fetterman's advocacy on behalf of criminal suspects and prison inmates comes as the state's most dangerous city, Philadelphia, experiences an unprecedented crime wave. This week, a cemetery in the Philadelphia suburb of Upper Darby revealed that 90% of new burials are for violent crime victims. Breitbart News Saturday airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.